Bonneville. The final route has been confirmed for the upcoming Lakeland Motorcycle Ride for Dad event scheduled to take place on June 17. Every year, the charity ride raises awareness and funds for the Prostate Cancer Fight Foundation, which supports cancer research and individuals diagnosed with prostate cancer across the country. Registration on the day of the ride will start at 8 a.m. at the Cherry Grove Community Center, 501150 A Avenue. Following an optional breakfast, riders will kick up their stands at 10 a.m. and begin the roughly 320 kilometers scenic ride through the Lakeland. Stops will include the Frog Lake Travel Center, Cornerstone Co-op in St. Paul and Mikey Mac's Restaurant in Malag before the group will head back to Bonneville for the final stop at Six Cycles. Participants are encouraged to sign up early to reduce registration lines on the morning of the ride. Men's Health Matters. To stir up excitement and early registration for the event, a kickoff barbecue was held in partnership with Six Cycles on May 10. The event featured the Lakeland chapter's first-ever local ambassador. Stepping up to the plate to represent the Lakeland Ride for Dad is Bonneville musician Clayton Bellamy. Bellamy has been involved with Ride for Dad periodically over the last decade through his band The Roadhammers. Jason McCoy, The Roadhammers frontman, is the organization's national ambassador. "I got involved through Jason. But on a personal level, I've had family who have battled prostate cancer in the past, my grandfather. So, it has directly affected myself and my family," Bellamy told Lakeland this week. Encouraging men to get screened for prostate cancer and spreading awareness about the benefits of early detection of prostate disease is an important message to share because prostate cancer can remain asymptomatic until advanced stages. Men's health is important. Men have to look out for each other, and we have to treat ourselves as though we are worthy of care, and we are, said Bellamy. "We take great care of our kids, great care of our pets, great care of our loved ones, but when it comes to ourselves, we have to remember to make our health a priority too." Last year was Bellamy's first time getting screened for prostate disease, and he is committed to having an annual checkup. A simple blood test measuring prostate-specific antigens, PSA, is one tool used for early detection of prostate cancer. "It's a lot easier than people think. There are different methods that are used now. It's not as invasive as some guys might think. So go in and get it checked." It is estimated that in 2022, 24,600 Canadian men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. This represents 20% of all new cancer cases in men in 2022, according to Canadian Cancer Society. On average, 13 Canadian men will die from prostate cancer every day.